thing about these kinds of moments when you get down to a major bill like this that you know has to pass, and you're trying to get that final vote and working with your friends and, you know, negotiating and compromising, and eventually you get there. But what you really spend a lot of time doing is waiting, you know, because every moving part takes a lot at the very end. But that said, you know, that's what we're here for. It's supposed to be a hard job. It is a hard job. The founders made sure it was difficult to pass big things. I think we've made it more difficult than they anticipated, quite honestly. And I think we need to start looking at some, you know, different ways of doing business. However, by and large, it worked. And here we are. We still aren't done, of course. That last night's vote was simply a procedural vote to be able to move to forward. But it does take 60 senators. We got 60 senators. And I think if we get to a vote today on cloture, that will get the same 60 votes. And the next vote will be on, cloture on the final bill. And that take 60 votes, and then there's the final bill. Hopefully we can consolidate a lot of those steps. That takes unanimous consent, Scott. Now, one thing about staying a weekend and exhaustion, oftentimes exhaustion leads to consent. And I think one of the, and I've been very open about this, so I'm not telling anything out of school, but I think one of the things that has made it more difficult for this particular shutdown to get fixed was that, that we didn't exhaust ourselves. We didn't spend the weekends here staring at each other, going to church together, whatever it takes to get one more vote here and one more vote there. And so, to me, that was a mistake. But here we are on, now in a good third of the way through November, finally.
What was the breakthrough? Why did the Democrats decide to say, let's do this? I mean, I don't know what was different than day one till day 40, but what do you think was the difference?
Yeah, there's a lot written about that, actually, Scott, and particularly in the liberal media, because they don't understand it, because they feel betrayed by these five additional Democrats that did the thing that was offered them 6 weeks ago. And so you're right, not a lot changed, but let's just talk through a couple of the little things. Tim Kaine, for example, we all know Tim Kaine. He was Hillary Clinton's running mate. He's a pretty pragmatic senator, Democratic senator from the state of Virginia. In other words, Washington, D.C. is basically his constituency, so federal workers, right? So you've got that. He did make a deal with the White House the president agreed to not fire people during the shutdown, to rehire all the people that had been fired for the most part. I think there might be a few exceptions to this, but just none of these wide net, firings, which are questionable anyway in terms of authority and whatnot. But so they gave him that, and that was a big deal for Tim to get that, and he recognized it and appreciated it and voted. Now, however, his running mate or his seatmate from Virginia, Mark Warner, did not vote for the bill. So there's a case where you had two different people. I think the air traffic control situation that was really affecting travel all over, that was starting to really come down on them. I think the SNAP benefits running out was very difficult for Democrats to rationalize any longer their obsession with shutting down anything that might appear to help Donald Trump. So I think that was a big breakthrough for some of them. So Dick Durbin was another one who did switch his vote, did vote for it. I think, again, it's more in line with how Dick's served over his years. But I think it also you have to remember, it has to be said that Dick Durbin's not running for re-election. So he's not as bound to the AOC, Mamdani wing of the Democratic Party.
I don't know if it's a wing. Yeah,
that's a good word.
Angry mob.
Yeah, that's a good word. Yeah. And the reality is that Chuck Schumer is. Chuck Schumer, who would, up until this particular incident, this being this shutdown, was always the guy that tried to engineer the yes votes, but not this time. And he was so exuberant a week or so ago when they had their big election results, Tuesday, that they thought, wow, these Republicans are going to cave big time because we have now proven that American liberalism is back because we elected a communist in New York City, never calculating that the actual House member who won the governorship, the Democratic House member who won the governorship in Virginia, was a moderate who actually announced her support for the deal. that we just did. So
isn't that something? Sort of, and by the way, wouldn't touch Mom Donnie with a 10-foot pole, pretty moderate. And they're blue states. I'm so tired of that obsession by the media, like that was some blue wave. Give me a break. Blue states that's all the way in. Color me shocked that Mom Donnie won. If you add, I don't know, can you count to 10 Democrats who didn't support that last night that really are not, of the belief of Chuck Schumer and the others that they had a shutdown? I mean, are they saying anything privately that would lead you to believe that they don't like this either?
Yeah, that's really a great question, Scott, because I don't know that I could count to 10. The five that came over were not surprises, okay? So Durbin and then two, Gene Shaheen and Maggie Hassan, both former governors from New Hampshire, have that practical governor, and understand, by the way, what this means to a state to not have federal funds coming in. Gene's on the Armed Services Committee. Maggie's on Veterans Affairs Committee with me. They understand the importance for veterans, the importance for the military. So they both came over together. And then Jackie Rosen from Nevada, who was, the seatmate, of course, her seatmate is Catherine Cortez Masto, who was always a vote for it. She was always one of the Democratic votes. So very few delegations split. Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth in Illinois split. Like I said, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine split. Otherwise, it's pretty well, every delegation pretty much stuck together on the deal. With regard to 10 who didn't vote with us, there were probably another four or five that we were expecting would. But Scott, just like Republicans, oftentimes when you get the number you need, the people who wanted to vote yes but are afraid, but would rather vote no because they're afraid of their base, are free to vote no. That's cowardice in my view. I've never liked the vote no, hope yes theory, because what it does is it hangs out those people that had the courage to do what you thought was right but didn't dare to do. It hangs them out on their own. So, but that's the problem in politics in both parties today, Scott. I have many times said this, as you know. I've many times voted yes because the team needed me, and that allowed other team members to vote no. And what makes me the most angry about that is they oftentimes then go on Twitter or something and beat up on those of us that had the courage to do what they didn't have the courage to do. That said, right now the civil war is clearly in the Democratic Party. I mean, they have had some brutal meetings the last few days in their party, and they'll continue. All you have to do is read MSNBC's,
That's the AOC effect, don't you think? I mean, this is...
Totally.
Yeah, and now
totally.
Mom Donnie... and these...
but I'd also say, though, Scotty, I think it's where a lot of those journalists live. I think MSNBC, CNN, they are crazy left. They are part of the Mom Donnie crowd.
Regime media. I bet a lot of them will not be running around following every Democrat saying, hey, Mom Donnie said this. Do you agree with it? Because their cottage industry is to do that about everything Donald Trump says. I mean, if he lets a little flatulence go, they say, well, what'd you do? It stunk up the Oval Office. Do you agree with what he did? It's unbelievable. I bet they won't do it in reverse because they're regime media. They're part of this leftist mob. You're exactly right. They're in the AOC Mom Donnie wing.